Bello.
Yo.
We're back. It's the witching hour.
Hey guys. It's me, Ken.
Yep, and me, Brooke. And here we are, another week.
Here we are back at doing the radio at 91.5 FM.
Medford Tufts, WMFO. Seamless on that one.
Right, yeah.
As you can probably tell from that first song, we've got a pretty exciting theme this week. Its formal full title is Influential Songs and Influential Scenes in Movies That Influenced Us.
Narrowed it down pretty well. It was, I think, even longer before, right?
Well, I was just kind of wordballing before. I was just kind of spitballing, you know.
Wordballing, spitballing.
Yeah.
Balling.
Spitting the words out, balling them up, throwing them out.
Hell yeah.
And that was, you seem like you have better French pronunciation than me, so you should hit that.
Oh, really? Wait, Supernature?
Oh, I thought it was a French name.
Wait, are we talking about the artist? Oh, okay, it's called Supernature.
Okay, sorry, I thought it was in French.
And it's by Cerrone, I think is probably the correct French.
Oh, okay, I could have hit that, so.
No, as a joke, I don't think it's pronounced Cerrone.
Okay.
Maybe like Serenay.
Oh, see, that's what I'm saying. Ooh, nice. Yeah. Come on. from the movie Climax.
Yes.
Huge opening scene. Just rewatched it. A lot of dance, and it's that song. And it's honestly, maybe, it's really a scene that influenced me. The start of that movie, I was like, wow, like, I'm in for a movie. Like, it is so well rehearsed and, like, the perfect amount of order and chaos.
Ooh. Ordering.
Yeah, I really like that scene, and it's like 5 minutes long in what looks like one take, and I believe it was one take.
It is, yeah.
I don't want to look it up though for fear that it's not, and it would ruin the scene. But
okay, wow. So you got it down. You got the song. You got the influential scene. You got the influential movie.
That's, yeah. Okay. Well, the movie's not too influential. Oh. The movie is kind of, I don't know, a little bit depressing, a little bit plotless.
Mm.
It's okay. Not. That's not giving it a lot of credit, but. Beautiful, like, cinematography.
Okay.
Yeah. So hopefully your movies lived up to that.
Yeah, shoot. My next one is actually for a show.
Okay, that's,
but
yeah.
It's like the opening credits song.
Is it True Detective?
Yeah. Wait, I wonder. I hope
it's more than a show.
It really...
it's a long-form film.
It is in three other playlists, but not this one.
Wow, I'm excited for that, then.
Yeah, it's good. It's well, let's hear it. And then
let's get into it.
Came walking with the wind to watch the cactus
news. Just learned that the U.S. still does the death penalty.
Oh my God. Yeah, we're learning a lot right now, guys.
Oh my gosh, wow.
We try to keep it educational over here on the Witching Hour. And
I thought that was a thing of the movies and the 70s.
Oh my God. Yeah, no. We definitely, definitely
makes me a little more law-abiding hearing that. No choice at reform. Damn. Oop, darn. Gosh darn it.
Darn. Yeah, and then, actually, maybe we shouldn't do the icebreaker. About the song.
Yeah.
That was, were you listening to that?
Yeah,
song?
Yeah, okay. I was. It was a good soundtrack to my thoughts about the death penalty.
Right. All of those new thoughts about the...
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think it's nice. And if you watch the show, it's like in like Louisiana. Like the Bayou, you know. And so it's like kind of like that. Like there are like lots of crickets and things.
I always imagine it's in black and white. Is this true?
No.
Is it bright or is it?
It's like on the darker side, if anything.
Okay.
True Detective.
Yeah, I know. But I don't know. The South is so sunny.
But it has a real big dark underbelly that you don't really think about, you know. But then that's really what True Detective is diving into.
Wow.
You know.
Do they ride in those boats with the like airboats?
Oh, you know, I think that's more like Everglades, or maybe they.
But
I guess
a similar
they do
climate.
That.
They're so close.
I always pictured the bayou. Is that the bayou?
Yeah, sure.
It's like it'd be more like a smaller scale, you know.
So you so you can't quite get it as through.
Maybe like a small motorboat in there.
Yeah. Okay.
You know.
They do that. Any boats in the show?
There's at least one moment, but I don't know if they actually get on the boat.
Okay. I don't really watch shows without boats in them, so I guess
okay,
I
okay, there's won't. A boat. There's a boat.
Okay. Does it have a central plot line?
It's around the boat, or
yeah, like does it
in
get
general?
Yeah.
Oh, just around the boat. I don't know if it's central.
Okay. That's noted.
Okay, that's up there. Lots of notes tonight. It's good. It's good. It's always good to have takeaways and things like
that. Yeah, from influential songs.
Exactly, yeah. I realize I've been really close to the mic. I hope I'm not breathing in it.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so...
I need to find another song is what I'm trying to do. But
So I should announce the next song?
No, you can do it. Wait, you can do... I'll drag it up for, like...
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mystery.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so... mystery.
Yeah, just go right into it.
A stick, a stone, it's the end of the road. It's the rest of a stump, it's a little alone. It's a sliver of glass, it is life, it's the sun. It is night, it is death, it's a trap, it's a gun. The oak when it blooms, a fox in the brush. The knot of the wood, the song of a thrush. The wood of the wind, a cliff, a fall. A scratch, a lump, it is nothing at all. It's the wind blowing free, it's the end of a slope. It's a beam, it's a void, it's a hunch, it's a hope. And the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the end of the strain, it's the joy in your heart. The foot, the ground, the flesh and the bone. The beat of the road, a slingshot stone. A truckload of bricks in the soft morning light. The shot of a gun in the dead of the night. A mile, a must, a thrust, a bump. It's a girl, it's a rhyme, it's a cold, it's the mumps. The plan of the house, the body in bed, and the car that got stuck. It's the mud, afloat, adrift, a flight, a wing, a cock, a quail. The promise of spring, and the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the promise of life, it's the joy in your heart. Thank you. of night, a pin, a needle, a sting, a pain, a snail, a riddle, a wasp, a stain, a snake, a stick.
Really, really, really.
I cut off that last note there, and wait, maybe we can. It's just. Wait.
Wow. Orchestral.
Yeah, sorry.
Ethereal.
I felt bad about.
That sounds like an influential scene. Like, I moved.
Dude, I think the whole movie was pretty influential, and like, you know, it's like one of those like old coming of age
moments where it's
like,
oh,
like it's like so visceral. It's like, you know, it's like oof, and then the last scene when everything, like when they come of age, so to speak, it's like,
whoa,
mind is blown. It's like, whoa.
So was that the end or the middle of the movie?
The end.
Very end, very last song.
It's actually at a wedding, not the main characters, but. Her dad's.
Wow, don't spoil too much.
No. No, I don't. Yeah.
No spoilers on The Witching Hour, we promise.
Yeah. There is. It's kind of hard to talk about the scene without spoilers.
That's okay. That's
I don't. For our viewers.
Imagine
too,
you're listening to a radio and you hear a movie spoiled. I'd be so pissed.
I'll just say that Bird is in. Well, Bird. And then also the Bird.
Oh, Bird.
There's Bird and then there's the Bird. Okay. And then there's Bug as well.
Bird.
But Bird is in there with the Bird.
Okay.
And it's influential, to say the least.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, and then the other one, did I put that one in, or did you?
I think you did. Okay. But I'm a strong fan of that song.
Okay, good.
I wish I put it in there.
Yeah, because this was in The Worst Person in the World.
Yes.
The last song.
Yes, right? Last song, yeah. And I liked it at the end. It was like, it felt like a lot of, it's like, I feel like Art Garfunkel is very American to me, and it felt a little, like, very intentional in the movie.
Like, he's American, so you could relate to it more?
No, I just think, like, I don't know. It doesn't feel, like, it felt so much more Western than the rest of the music in the movie. Like, the folkiness of it.
I'm kind of forgetting the other music in
exactly,
that,
like, it was,
that movie.
I don't know.
Definitely a statement piece at the end.
Yes,
there.
I listened to this album, or I started listening to it because I was like, I love this song so much.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the vibe is not what I thought it was going to be.
Oh, different.
Yeah, it's like a little more poppy than I thought it would be.
Oh, I thought he'd be like the most folk person.
No,
ever,
it was like not. It was like a little angrier. I don't even know how to describe
angry
it.
Angry pop. Whoa.
Maybe we'll play it. Oh, we can't play it next week.
Ah.
No. No.
Wait, oh, yeah.
You think you could get like a sound effect like no?
Yeah, I'll work on that.
Okay, perfect.
Do you want to keep them?
Yeah. We won't be here next week because of the big holiday break, and we will both be at home. Unfortunately, cannot do The Witching Hour from farther than Medford, and that's the beautiful thing about it.
Okay.
Go!
Is that what you heard? That you
close.
For,
yeah,
or?
Yeah. I like that sound too.
No!
Super exaggerated.
No! 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 Oh, no! No! No!
All right.
All right.
That's DJ live. Only YouTube videos, different devices.
Wait, have you seen the videos of people doing that? DJing on a YouTube video? Because you know how you can use the hotkeys to go to different places?
Oh, that's insane.
And they'll do it and then they'll actually like.
Okay. That could be your new calling.
YouTube DJ?
Yeah, special like 10-minute segment on The Witching Hour. Yeah. Kendall DJ YouTube videos.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be a great platform for you.
And then maybe that can be my job and everything too.
Yeah, someone would like recruit you from it probably. There's a lot of, I hear, YouTube DJ recruiters.
Oh, really? Oh, thank God. I was getting super stressed about what I was
doing. Yeah,
no,
no. They listen all the time.
Oh my gosh, do you think they're listening right now?
Yeah. Do your best.
Okay, I'll, yeah.
But yeah, with that.
Oh. Yeah.
Sorry, I guess. If you felt ready, I didn't know if you'd practiced.
No, I feel so ready.
Yeah, you can go for it.
Shoot.
Well. Next song, I guess, is. wait, I'm moving one up there. It's called Perfection by Clint Mansell.
Mansell?
It's looking like a Mansell.
now come all the other unicorns are dead.
By Clint Mansell, and I was born, parentheses, a unicorn, end parentheses. What do you think that means? What movie is that from, by the way?
Okay, so this one actually isn't from a movie.
okay, just like True Detective.
Yeah, it's not from a show either. It's actually from a YouTube edit.
We're just kidding. Just like next time it's like from a reel. It's I Am Charlie Kirk.
Whoa, that's not good political now.
Hey. Whoa. Yeah. Anyway, this YouTube edit. Yeah, tell me about it.
Of Pompoko.
Okay.
Which is my most recently watched movie, and also it's one of my favorite movies ever.
Whoa. Is like, boom. Whoa. Recently life changed is what Ken's saying.
Honestly, like, this is a big deal, you know?
Yeah. It's
like, man. I mean, yeah, this song is, I have a song from the movie later.
Whoa, so you're hitting a double, the edit and the movie.
It's kind of a double, yeah.
That says a lot.
But I think I also just like the song that
yeah,
I used to.
I liked it.
You know,
I can picture that making a good edit. It's got a good beat to it.
Right, and it's like I was born a unicorn, but I think the title is like I was born a raccoon because it's like about...
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, so do you want to talk about Perfection at all?
Oh, yeah. It's from Black Swan. We learned that the same guy, Clint Mansell, super normal name, he also produced some of the music, I guess. Yeah, produced some of the music. Probably also performed for Requiem for a Dream, which is a movie I had forgotten about.
Well, forgetting about Requiem...
I know, that's why I was like, ooh, startled. I don't know if that's the type of movie I should rewatch or not.
Ooh, I don't know if... Yeah, I mean, you did forget it, so maybe you should, but at the same time...
I really liked it when I watched it. I thought it was a really powerful movie. They should show that to kids when they're trying to do anti-drug campaigns, because that movie is insane. Yeah.
Yeah, because it also has, like, Jared Leto, and it's like... Don't do drugs, kids, you'll end up like Jared Leto. Like, under any circumstances, that would be...
Yeah, yeah. It was such a grotesque movie. Yeah, I'm just thinking of the shots.
We're gonna play a song from it, so
get excited! No, it's so good though. It's like moving.
Yeah.
Just like Perfection was from Black Swan, also moving. It was a final song again. It's always the final song.
Mm. Yeah, common theme.
Or a video YouTube edit song, because it's kind of the last song in the edit. So
right, because there's only one.
Because it's only one. Yeah. yeah, we're just discussing if it's like. Okay to watch movies after people have hyped them up a lot.
Oh. Yeah.
Like, would you watch a movie if someone hyped it up a lot, or would you not? Okay, if someone told you they liked a movie,
so
would you watch
it? Let me add some more nuance into the conversation.
It's, okay.
It's not like won't watch or will watch. It's like the additional pressure that results from people.
Free yourself
out
from the societal pressure of a good movie.
Easier said than done, you know.
Yeah.
You just feel it. It's like a movie gets hyped up, and then all of a sudden, this movie becomes larger than life. Even it's like, what am I even getting myself
Black
into?
Black Swan,
like,
larger than life, famously.
Honestly, Black Swan is Black Swan. Out of all the movies that I would say this occurs to, I'd say Black Swan is maybe at the lower end of the spectrum.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's
still
like,
there, but it's still there. You know.
But like, you could just watch it.
Sorry, I have to watch Call Me By Your Name.
Ken is dreading watching Call Me By Your Name.
I'm looking forward to it with the same excitement that I look forward to many other movies on my...
That's exciting to hear. It's a great soundtrack, but I unfortunately played two songs from it. Oh, sorry. A little preview. For our constant listeners, I did you guys a favor, and if you remembered our second show ever... I played some songs from Call Me By Your Name, so...
Yeah, let us know in the chat if you were there for that.
If you were there, come knock on my door. Like, that would be crazy.
That would be crazy.
Anyway, let's get into... Oh my god! I put the Clint Mansell song next. Lux Aeterna.
Thank you.
Quick, fresh fruit PSA.
Good
got
one.
Got a nod of approval from Brooke as she knits. All right, looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. Oh my goodness.
Yippee.
Am I supposed to sing this?
Oh my gosh. Like,
A
must.
Is for apricots. B is B is for black cherries. C is for cantaloupe. And these days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet.
Woo!
There we go. The edible skin of fruits, like apples, can be a terrific source of healthy cancer-fighting dietary fiber.
Nice.
While others, like blank, come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural
bananas.
Yeah, you got it. While others like bananas come in convenient, ready-to-peel natural packages, so you don't need to wash your hands to eat them.
Wow.
Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable.
Whoa.
Think about that.
Awesome.
So, if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack.
Oh, whoa.
And all right,
combative turn at the end there. Wow, they're like placing out the blame. Oh my gosh, I thought they were just hyping themselves up.
Yeah, and this has been a public service message from all of the fruits and nuts.
Aww.
Here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
That's cute.
That's nice. Although I feel like they should add another PSA when they mention nuts like that with no asterisks or no. I don't know. I'm sure they have an allergy one.
Oh.
Somewhere else in there.
Yeah, so if you're a nut-free listener, sorry about that one. Hoping you're not having to grab your EpiPen right now. Ken, are you breathing? What's your heart rate at?
I'd say my heart rate's at maybe 60 or 70, somewhere in there.
Ha.
That would...
anyway, with that...
Wait, it's 10:45. Okay, yeah. I'm going to put So next up we have another one from Pompoko.
Yeah.
So just picture these wonderful whimsical raccoon dogs running around.
Yes, I have the image in my head.
We'll be right back. Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park. And then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. Then later, a movie too, and then home. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep. Just a perfect day. Problems all left alone. Weekenders on our own. It's such fun. Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself. I thought I was someone else, someone good. Oh, it's such a perfect day. I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day. You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging on. Just watch your soul. You're going to reap. Just watch your soul.
this has been The Witching Hour.
With Brooke and Ken.
That's right.
On 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And movies that have influenced us.
And the songs. In the scenes.
Yep.
All influential.
Yep.
And we hope that we maybe influenced you a little tonight.
Maybe just even a smallest bit.
Mm-hmm. Even if it
that's
means
all an influencer can, like us could hope.
Influence, exactly. And that's yes. all that we're influencers.
And with that, we're influencers. And with that, Rivendell for you guys.
All right. See you in 2 weeks.
Boom.
Boom.
Three big boom.